Well, folks, this is the time of the show where we go out across the world and I find someone who's made a difference in the financial world or the world in general. And gosh, we got a great guest on. I used to do a radio show for him in Pittsburgh, or with him in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The name of the show was Rock On Retirement. We're going to join four-time Super Bowl champ and author of the book, Don't Fumble Your Retirement, New Money Lessons Learned by four-time Super Bowl champion, Rocky Blyer. Rock, welcome in.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, we got you on the road today, don't we? You are on the way to Cincinnati, Ohio.
I'm on my way to Cincinnati, Ohio, to take care of some potential customers, hopefully. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. I'm happy to be involved. American Legion been a big part of my life, maybe a lot of people's lives, when I was growing up in Wisconsin. And so I got a chance to hopefully maybe get back to what they've done in their communities around the country. So,
well, Rocky's you're a veteran. Yeah, and I appreciate your service, Rocky.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks very much. And what you were talking about before, I mean, you did, and I have to just tell the people, yes, you know, I had we did a show together. Coach produced it, was instrumental of getting it off the ground, and our first foray into that media. So it was terrific, and I owe you a lot, and I appreciate it. So it's always nice to be able to be on your show.
Well, you're a veteran, and they have something called the fog of war. So in action, I mean, you don't really make the best decisions at the time, but they turn out to be good or bad, but you don't know. But the same thing when the market starts to tumble, that fog of investing, the fog of war hits, and you start doing things you shouldn't. You turn into a zombie sometimes when you shouldn't.
I mean, it's true, you know, and so you had made mention the Don't Fumble Your Retirement, and that's there's a little book that I had written about my life and some of the lessons I learned, but how they transfer over into our ordinary everyday life on things should be handled. You know, the sports is, as we well know, is a great analogy for what we do. And it's all those things that we watch, even as fans, as we watch our favorite college team, high school team, professional team, and you question, you know, why are they doing that? You know, well, that's stupid. You know, they're not blocking, or they're not tackling, or they're not covering. And we do that within our own lives at times, are the basic fundamentals of life and or sports. And I think the important thing is doing the things that we need to do. I think that the majority of people understand that. They know what needs to be done. They just don't necessarily take the action or follow through on getting them done or finding the right coach or advisor to be able to help them. And we all need help along the way. In all games that we play, what do we have? We do have a coach. And we have position coaches that teach you how to become better within that position and thus within the team. And then you got a head coach that gives you the direction of what needs to be done. Got people that look at your opponent, break down films, find a weakness. This is how we can attack them. This is how we can do. The player doesn't do that. He just executes what has been taught to him and then be able to take it to the next level. And it's really doing ordinary things and getting to the point where you can do them in an extraordinary way. I think we as people, you know, need to be able to find that person, you know, that can help us, that we believe in, that shows us the way of what needs to be done as we come into retirement. Foundation is very important because all of a sudden, as I said, you know, bam, those 50 years go by pretty quickly. Now you're looking at, you know, what am I going to do? Even though we may be living longer, even though we may be feeling better, even though because of medicine, things may last, but, you know, it's like, oh, I can't work forever. I don't necessarily want to work forever. Or how do I handle my retirement? Or what can I do? You know, and there are some basic fundamentals, like all things within our lives and within the world of sports that need to be paid attention to, and finding the right person to help you pay attention to and give you that direction.
Now, one final thing. You've got a son, Adri. What kind of advice would you give your son if he would listen to it, number one, and if you had one piece of advice for him going forward in the financial world, what would you tell him?
To be able to plan, I mean, in all honesty, to be able to sit down and come up with a concrete plan and don't veer from the plan. I mean, to understand, to be able to, you know, to say, okay, fine, this is where do you want to go? What do you want to be? People say, I don't know. Okay, we do know one thing, is that we want to be able to maintain or to be able to have a substantial foundation. And one way of being able to do that is to be able to plan for that. People don't plan today, and they just think things will happen. But you really, that's my basic thing is, you know, to be able to plan, to understand the marketplace, and more importantly, to understand the risk of money that's out there, and find yourself a great advisor that you believe in.
Well, he's a great son too. He's a really good guy. I love talking to him every time I get a chance.
Yes,
and
right.
Now, you are
in the business. So.
Yeah, he's a financial guy too. You're on your way to Cincinnati, right. So I've got one piece of advice for you. Actually, two pieces of advice: Grater's Ice Cream and Skyline Chili. That's right. That's the two places I make sure to visit. Get off the plane. Skyline Chili, check, and there's another chili place too, which is good. I forget what that is, but Grater's Ice Cream, the best ice cream in the world.
So I'm gonna have both of those.
Yep. All right. Well, Rocky, be safe on the road, my brother, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Yep, folks. That's four-time Super Bowl champion Rocky Blyer, author of the book Don't Fumble Your Retirement, New Money Lessons Learned by four-time Super Bowl champion Rocky Blyer. If you've joined this interview late, want to see it again in its entirety, you can go to Facebook Live and watch it, or you can go to financialsafari.com and listen to it down the road. We'll be right back after this.